Who said I was an angel? Who said I was an angel? Oh yeah. We was just a moment, nothing serious. Never really paid you no mind. Dropped the bag, started paying attention. Chicken and I.
Come get some, you little bums. Hey everybody, this is Trey Crooks, and this is Bad Advice. Welcome back for my, 13th, 12th episode. Girl, I can't keep count. I'm flying through this, bitch. If you don't know, I am on maybe a little bit of herb, but that's why I'm kind of hype right now. And I'm eating, my favorite candy, Starburst. Oh, so good. For you freaks out there. No, I'm just kidding. But I got a couple of stories for y'all. So I hope you guys are excited to hear the bullshit that y'all about to hear. Okay, so let's start off with I Ain't Gonna Gossip, where we talk about pop culture. Boop, 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 boop. The VMAs. I know it's been a while since I've been on here, so I'm going to have to backtrack a couple of times. VMAs was the before, I don't know. The VMAs was like on a Sunday. Maybe a couple of weeks ago or something like that. And don't get me wrong. I love the VMAs. I love watching some award shows to see like cool people perform and all that stuff. But the rest of the show is kind of like, it's like falling off ever since like all the good people stop hosting. Oh my God. I remember when like the VMAs was like hosted by a bunch of crazy white people. They used to climb on stage. The little mama got on stage at one time to ruin her reputation. Like Britney Spears and the Snake. I mean, I used to like, oh, love watching all of the VMAs and all these award shows that they have. BET Awards when Monique was doing the Beyonce. Ooh, yes. It was everything. But now, like, they have Katy Perry as the host. Katy Perry, I think Katy Perry's funny. You know, she went through that white crisis that she went through. But she's pretty funny. All her skits were whack. A lot of people's skits were whack. Cardi B did, like, the opening, I guess. Well, not the opening show, but, like, you know, the red carpet thing. And she smashed it. I watched that performance. Real cute girl. I'm looking out for Cardi. I love Cardi B. Ooh. And y'all Nicki Minaj fans, y'all Barbs, calm down. She's not trying to be Nicki. She's her own rapper. She's in her own lane. She's trying to come up. Leave her alone, y'all. Fifth Harmony threw shade, but the real shade is the vocals. Fifth Harmony had five girls on top of that stage starting off the song. And we were just all like, oh, there's the fifth member, I guess. Or some, I guess Camilla made a comeback. They had a reunion. You know, they just broke up like 5 minutes ago, so I was like, oh, here comes this reunion tour. And that girl fell back with the rest of them hoods. I was like, ooh, shade. But the real shade, when it came down to it, the song came on and nobody could sing. I was like, huh. Y'all shaded the little skinny girl that could sing, but y'all could not sing her in this one. All four of y'all could not sing her in this one performance. It was sad. Don't get me wrong. I like Lauren. She's the girl with the dark hair, the pale skin, the one that looks like a vampire. But I really like her because she, every time I see her perform, like, it's always great. So she's always consistent. She has a great voice. I think she sings all the rest of them girls in that group. I like, obviously, the black girl. Normani, right? Normani. I like her. She popped that split on cue. That was her saving grace because the vocals wasn't. Because sis, don't go solo. Do not go solo. Like, it might be cute for a little bit, but girl, you kind of like Dee Woods from Danny Kane. So, and where's she at? All right. So, what else? Who? Oh, there's the other two girls. I don't like the little short Hispanic one. She hollers out the wrong notes all the time. But besides that, Lorde did her song Homemade Dynamite. I'm actually fond of this song. I really like this song a lot now. It's been 3 weeks since the VMAs, mind you. But she performed this song as a dance. And Lorde is not, she's not, she sings Royals, if you don't know who that is. But, like, she's not the girl that you'd be like, oh, my God, that's the dance. Like, she can dance. Her videos are great, blah, 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 because her dancing, da, da, da. She's not known for dancing. She's known for them raspy-ass vocals that she always throwing on a track or two. So don't give me dance, bitch. Like, you was at the VMAs, and you wore an ill-fitting outfit. You look like a potato wrapped in, like, aluminum, bitch. Like, what are you doing? The jeans were all baggy. You look a mess. You was dancing. You look like one of the white people dancing at the barbecue. And you're just like, girl, like, who put on the fucking cha-cha slide? They're not even doing it. Like, the instructions are in the song, bitch. Like, do it. It blows my fucking mind when I see that shit. But, like, she was doing that. It was, like, the craziest white people dance. It was, like, if white people had, like, a tribe, that would have been, like, their dance to, like, the peace treaty or something. I don't know. It was a mess. Don't do it again, Lorde. I had a little bit of respect for you. Taylor Swift, his new video. Don't get me wrong. The song, Look What You Made Me Do or whatever, does not make sense to me because I don't know what we made her do or we didn't make her always look surprised when she got an award even though she knew about it. We didn't make her downplay black women. We didn't make her be a liar to Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. I don't know. Like, girl, get your shit together. But the video is kind of cute and the song is catchy. I like the chorus. It's going to go well in the gay club, obviously. But, you know, that's all I got for you, Taylor. Like, this, you still a snake. And I love that you, you know, incorporate that in your song and video. And, you know, you accepted that. But, sorry about it. Like, whatever. Rihanna put out her Fenty line, y'all. I had to get away from the VMAs because I had nothing else to talk about because the rest of that show was boring as fuck. So, Rihanna, her Fenty line came out, her makeup Fenty line, and it has stormed the fucking world. We even have Kylie Jenner talking about she got brown sugar matte whatever line. For her Kylie line. Like, girl, too late, bitch. Like, I guess you already had it or this is brand new. I don't know. But too late, girl. Like, this Rihanna shit is it's taken over. She got colors for every girl. Not just whatever race you are, Jenner, girl. And I think, yeah, she's white. Because Bruce is white. Bruce and Caitlin's white. Yeah, duh. Chris, that's who I was thinking of. Why did I say Bruce? Who's Bruce? Oh, yeah, no. Chris is white. Y'all, don't let her fool you. Chris is white. So, girl, anyway, thank you, Rihanna. I'm going to buy a bunch of makeup, like, from Fenty or whatever it is, cosmetic line, and just wear it or just give it out to people or something because I think it's nice. Very, 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 very nice. What else is very nice is how Miss Issa motherfucking Rae ended her damn series Insecure. If you guys have not been caught up on Insecure, I suggest you, I don't suggest you do anything because, girl, it's taking you so long. I had actually had to buy HBO on my Hulu account. If you didn't think you could do it, you can. I had to buy HBO on my Hulu account just to watch the ending because I was like, I'd be damned to come back on this podcast and not tell you the ending. What was going on? But I loved the 30-day Molly, 30-day Lawrence, 30-day Issa thing. That was brilliant. I would never thought about doing that. That was really good, though. Especially me being in film school. I'm going to get to that. Me being in a film school, I'm like noticing more and more and more of these decisions that people are making to make a good show and stuff. I'm excited to see more and more of that stuff. But, ooh, girl, like, I don't know how to feel. When Lisa walked in that kitchen, my heart stopped when I saw tall-ass Lawrence in that damn hallway kitchen thing area. So, that part right there was a mess because I was in there boo-hooing and crying. Like, don't tell you love each other. You guys fucked up. And, you know, Lawrence saying that he wasn't the man that you know, he wanted to be, and he wanted her to know, and this, that, and the third, or whatever he said. It was just, it was like, oh my God, you guys really needed that. I'm so happy. And then, like, I wasn't expecting them to get back together, so I wasn't, like, I wasn't really surprised when that whole fantasy thing was, like, a fantasy or whatever, even though I was kind of mad. At first, I was like, oh, shit, like, it really happened. And then, like, the baby thing came out, and my best friend said this, but I said it in my head when I was watching. I was like, why are they still in the same dumbass apartment, though? Like, they ain't progressed nowhere else. Just spread as a family? Great. Whatever. Whatever. But yeah, after I saw that baby come in there and they're still in that same apartment, I was like, this is a damn dream. So she almost got me. But yeah, he left. I don't know. I don't know what I would have done. I think if I was in Issa's position, I would have said, I would have put myself out there if I was in Issa's position. If I was in Lauren's position, I wouldn't. If I would have just left, because I didn't cheat on her. She cheated on me. And yeah, we both said some things we don't like, and you know, we both admitted some things we should have done better in the relationship, but like, I'm not gonna be like, you know, let's make this work after you cheated on me. Like, you cheated on me. I could have done that a long time ago. So that's just my way of thinking it. Don't think that you, I know you guys don't really think the same way I do. I hear you, girl. But I don't, some of you don't think the same way, but whatever. Let's scratch on over to an awful show, since I was talking about this really great one. But Fetty Wap, well, Alexis Guy is pregnant with Fetty Wap's baby. If you guys don't know, Fetty Wap, well, Mazika is on Love & Hip Hop with the rest of them niggas. And that's the big reveal, if you guys don't know, for like this reunion or something. That was just a spoiler. I should have said it before. I told you that, but me. What you gonna do, sue me? Please don't sue me. Whew. Let's get to the next segment of bad advice. The story, I don't want to really talk about the story because I don't know too much about it. I know a lot about it, but this got some new information about the story or whatever. I'm still waiting for, like, the autopsy or whatever. But Kanika Jenkins. Yeah, Kanika Jenkins. If you guys haven't heard the story, they found a young girl's body in the freezer at a hotel, the Rosemont, I believe the hotel was called, the Rosemont. And the girl was partying with her friends. And her best friend, I guess some guy was like saying, hey, bring your friend out. I know she's drunk already. Like, the story's weird because apparently one of the girls went live on Facebook while the girl, Kanika, was getting like raped in the bathroom. I know, triggering. Getting raped in the bathroom. I'm trying to be like as sensitive as possible because this is like ridiculous. And, like, you can kind of hear it or something like that. I didn't hear nothing. I was listening to both videos. I was like, I'm deaf in one ear or something. Because I can't hear anything. Like, I just hear the whole music and the girl smacking on whatever she was doing or whatever. But, yeah, look it up. Kanika Jenkins. Kanika Jenkins, I believe. And, yeah, so apparently she was getting raped in the bathroom. Then, like, she was, like, passed out on the bed. And everybody was like, oh, well, that's the time she died. And then somebody said, no, that's not it, because she got up and her friend brought her downstairs because one of the dudes that she was talking to or something like that was like, oh, my friend wants to talk to your friend and we can go off and do whatever. So she brought her friend downstairs. But I guess she gave the dude $200, like the dude gave her $200 to bring the friend downstairs or whatever. So they brought her friend downstairs and like she left off the other dude and left her drunk friend with this nigga that paid her $200 or something like that, and they couldn't find the girl, and she ended up in the freezer. So at first everybody was like, that nigga put her in the freezer, like how the hell was she going there? And this and the third, she couldn't have walked all the way there, unlocked the door, and like, you know, blah blah blah. And come to find out, they got video now of her. Well, they don't show her going into the freezer. They show her going towards it and, like, walking by herself. So it seems like nothing happened to this girl that everybody's, like, really upset about. Maybe the rape thinking might be true. Like, that could be true, yes. But, like, I guess that dude raping her and, like, throwing her into the freezer is not true. Because she walked her ass to the freezer. Or maybe close to it and he met her there. Or I don't know. The story is fishy. Something don't sit well with me at all. So, all I know is, y'all gotta do better. Everybody gotta do better. When you claim somebody as your best friend, you don't leave them in situations, you know, sell them for $200. And you don't leave them in situations that they can't get themselves out of. Especially if my friend is drunk and knowing damn well, if I leave you here standing up, you're going to fall in like 3 seconds as I walk away. You're that drunk. I'm not putting you in care on anybody else if I came here with you, especially. It's ridiculous. Like, you guys got to do better. Everybody got to do better. Look out for one another? Yes, look out for one another. Why'd I question myself? Look out for one another. Like, Jesus, it's not that hard. Just be careful who you call your friends. That's all I can say. Because I'll be damned if any of my friends have left me anywhere by myself. And knowing damn well, you know what? I have a couple of stories about that, actually. People have left me by myself, and I was drunk and not coherent and whatever with other people trying to hang out with me. Woo. But you know what? It ain't the time. Be careful who you call your best friend, and do a best friend test. Me and my best friend do tests all the time. We do like a little awards. Like, you know, when was the last time you, what was the best time you had when you was hanging out with, you know who, or blah, blah, blah. And we both say like random shit about the time we hang out with the same person or whatever. It's great. You guys got to do it too. And not sell your best friend out for $200. And like, oh, like the girls were like sending like real cryptic stuff saying like, oh, you know why you did this and this and that there. I wish I could take back time. The girl, duh, we know you wish you could take back time, you dummy. And then, like, another girl was, like, trying to commit her best friend was trying to commit suicide on, like, live. Like, girl, what you doing on live trying to commit suicide? Like, the cops busted through the door. And she had, like, 6 knives on her. Like, bitch, you only needed one. Like, you're so silly. Like, you old dizzy bitch. Like, you only needed one, girl. But at the same time, like, what the fuck is that going to do? Like, killing yourself is not going to do anything. We need you alive to do this girl justice. Killing yourself is just going to be like, what? Like, girl, this is a waste of time. You're needed in this world, no matter what. So, I don't recommend it, but it's your decision, sweets. Another girl was like, on Snapchat, sending cryptic messages about, like, you know, we all know the real story, what happened tonight, and, like I said, my bad advice for all y'all is, be careful you call your best friends, because these bitches are selling people out for $200. I don't really feel remorse for them girls, or some people said they were, like, held up through, like, against their will. That's why the girl went on live, so somebody can call the cops or something like that. If it was that simple, like, I kind of wish it was that simple so everybody could be like, oh my God, yeah, this, blah, blah, but it's not. You guys were up to something. It was just a hot fucking mess. Well, let's transfer it to my favorite segment. It's Messy Moments. Ooh, I got a couple of stories for you niggas. Okay, so I've lost my phone last week at West Hollywood. This is like my first time going out with a couple of friends. I got some new information for this night too. So if I've told you this story before, hold on to your fucking hats. I got more information on what happened that night today. So I had a friend named Nelson. He told me to come out and, like, hang out with his friends and shit like that, and over there, and blah, 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 blah. They're going to go for brunch, and I thought this shit was, like, you know, be real lit if I went for brunch. And, like, introduce myself as the new gay in L.A. I'm the new gay in L.A. Like, girl, like, I need to be with around, like, cute people. And, like, Nelson's cute himself, so I know he has cute friends. And he does. So, first, I get there at, like, he said, let's meet at Hamburger Mary's. So I get to Hamburger Mary's, and he's not there. And he was like, well, we're going to leave at 2. I don't drive. I took an Uber. Well, a Lyft. So, I took my Lyft or whatever, and, like, I was like, okay, whatever. I'm already here. I'm not going to, like, leave, so I might as well have, like, food or whatever. I'm eating. I'm drinking a little bit. And then he was like, well, we're going to meet at Mickey's. Mickey's, like, down the street from, like, you know, like, it's, like, not even a mile away, but, like, it's, like, down the street from where I was at. And I was like, okay, cool. I'll walk over there. I walked and went some long way or something. It took me, like, a half hour. I was like, Jesus Christ. I get to Mickey's, and he's still not there. So I'm like, Jesus Christ. Okay, cool. Let me just give me a couple of beers. I just had one. I had a beer, and he finally came in the door with his friends, and it all went. And, like, before I left, I had a button down I was going to wear, but I'm like, my hair look a fucking mess. I can't wear this button down because I want to, like, not wear a hat. So I was like, okay, whatever. I'm just going to wear, like, this little cute little, like, it's brunch. Like, nobody's dressed up for brunch. The fuck I know. Everybody's dressed up for brunch. So they were in, like, these cute button downs. Like, my button down would have went so well with theirs. Ugh, I wish I did it, but whatever. My hair's fine now. But anyway, so they're already there, and they're cute. The guys are cute or whatever, and they were just waiting for the other friends to come in or whatever. So the other friends come in, and everybody's ordering, like, sangrias and stuff like that. I had, like, wine. I was like, I'm going to have, like, a beer at every spot that we go to. And, like, you know, that's it, because, you know, I don't want to overdo anything. So I had, like, a little sangria, and I'm just chilling, and, like, his other friends come. We're all hanging out. The rest of them, like, the other two guys came. One was, like, really cute smile. Like, he's kind of, like, he's a little bit shorter than me. And the other one was, like, tall, bald-headed. He's cute, too, but, like, not my type, but he's, like, cute. And I think there's another one with him, but I don't remember. We get to... Oh, no, that's not the guy. Okay, no, we went next door to, like, some Hispanic spot. We get to the little Hispanic spot, and, like, everybody's like, the drink special is margaritas and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I just should get a beer. But I'm like, well, margaritas are delicious. So I got a margarita. So I only want one margarita. I got me a smallest margarita I could find. It was kind of big, but I got me a small one. So I had a little margarita, and, like, more guys came over. One guy came. He has little furry sideburns. He was so cute, but, like, short. So I was like, bye. But but he was like, everybody was cool. Everybody was cool, cordial. I was having a good time. I'm making friends. I was like, yes, I'm the gay that I want to be. I'm there. We go to another place called the Abbey. I'm having a good time. I'm drinking. I'm dancing on people. I'm this and a third. I'm like, I don't want to, you know, push myself on people. So I thought I pushed myself back, like, a lot to, like, not talk to people a lot, to pull myself away. So I don't, like, come off as, like, I want to be your friend, or, you know, I need a lot of attention, you know, right away. But from what I remember, after that, after the chapel, I went to, like, some piano bar or whatever, and they was like, oh, we're about to go. I was like, okay, cool. I'll see you guys later. And, like, I got into a Lyft, and I was pulling off, and I'm like, I can't find my phone. And I'm like, how to get, and because the guy was like, where are we going? And I'm like, where's my phone? He said, I don't have your phone. So I get out, and I go look for my phone. Could not find my phone at any of these bars. The Lyft could not find him either. So I'm like, okay, well, I can't call nobody. Some reason, I have all my cards and my ID in my phone, but they were pulled out and put in my pocket strategically. So I don't know what I was doing, but I took all that stuff out, except my bus pass. I don't know why I didn't take that out. My bus pass and the key to my cousin's house. So, I was so mad when I couldn't find that key. So I'm like downtown in West Hollywood, stranded because I could not find nobody I know. And I have nobody's number. I don't even know where I even live. Stranded. I don't have like the address or anything. So I'm like, girl, like what? This is so embarrassing. I went back to a bunch of other bars. Could not find anybody. So I saw this random guy at like the Abbey. And he was just sitting there at the back. And I'm like, he's like in the back area where you get food. So I'm just looking at him. I'm like, hey, can I ask you a question? He's like, sure. I was like, can I ask you a favor? He was like, okay, what is it? I was like, can you take me home? I live in Van Nuys and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, well, cool. I live around that area too. So yeah, I'm doing a Postmates run and I could take you. I was like, oh my God, you're a lifesaver. Like I told him like the story, like how I lost my phone. And he was like, oh man, I can feel the pain, blah, blah. I was like, okay, cool. So he gets his shit and we go and we get into this convertible. He was like, okay, cool. I'm going to go to drop this off and then I'm going to take you home. I was like, okay, cool. He went to go drop off the food. We pull into a McDonald's parking lot and he was like, he's just a white guy, like white bald guy, really cute. I don't remember his name at all. He's kind of cute, but he's like really like into astrology and shit. Like he's like, what is your sign? I was like, I'm a Scorpio. He goes, were you born in the morning or night? I was like, morning. He was like, oh, you're Scorpio and you got Aries rising with the glaze of a donut. And I was like, girl, I don't even know you. So he was doing something. What I was doing, oh, so we was in a parking lot. He was like, you want something to drink, blah blah. I was like, girl, I just want to go home and sleep. I don't know how I'm going to get in this fucking house. And I don't want to. He goes, if you can't get in the house, I don't know how he fucking read my mind as I was saying, like in my head. Or maybe I was drunk enough that I was like muttering it. Who knows? But he goes, if you need someplace to stay, you can stay with me if you can't get inside your house. I was like, how the fuck does he know that? I was like, well, okay, well, that's cool. That's great. I just think about blah. He goes, do you smoke? I was like, no. He goes, oh, well, I got some weed. I was like, yeah, no, I do smoke. He goes, oh, that's what I meant. I was like, oh, yeah, cool. So he smoked me out. So he smoked me out the first time, and I got sick to my stomach afterwards. I don't know what it was, and I threw up outside the door, and he would just, like, pat me on the back. He was like, it's okay, and I'm just like, I'm embarrassing myself one too many fucking times today. So I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. We get in the car, we drive up, and we finally find a place I stay at. Oh, finally. So we pull up, and like, we get into the driveway, and I'm sitting there, and he's just actually telling me about my Scorpio life and whatnot, or whatever. And I'm like, well, I gotta go and get inside the house. He goes, okay, well, let me know if you can get in there. I went to the side of the door, and like, went inside the house. And, like, there's this area with a small window to, the bathroom is at. Oh, girl, I'm so embarrassed. I climbed through that little-ass small window in the shower and fell. Fell through and, like, busted my face. Oh, I have no bruises because some reason my skin is real thick. I have no bruises or scarring or internal bleeding in my fucking face. Nothing's broken. I don't feel it. Like, I don't even feel it anymore. But I fell, girl. Embarrassed the fuck out of myself one too many times today. So I get up and I walk out and the guy is like, oh, I rode up when you left. Okay. So we're in the car smoking again. In the car smoking again. And I am sick to my stomach again. But this time, I don't know which way it's going to come out. It was going to come from the top or the bottom. I don't know. It did not know which way it was going to come out. I was like, please, let's hurry this up. It was too bad. It was, thank God, it was like a small blunt, so I wasn't like waiting forever. So I was like, okay, cool, whatever. And I don't know what it was. The spirit of the ghost got into me. I was like, well, since I'm already at rock bottom, I like grabbed this man and made out with him. Mind you, I threw up like 15 minutes ago, and he was just all in for it. I was like, ugh, what has my life been? Got out, left, went into the room, and went to sleep, and like woke up mad as fuck. So here's the extra shit that I did not know about that night. Apparently, I was hitting on like, because I texted my friend the next day, and I was told, well, with my iPad, I was like, look, I can't find my phone, blah, 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 this and the third. Still could not find my phone, y'all. I got a new phone finally. If you guys have been trying to call me, my phone is finally here. So But he was like, oh, yeah, next time we go out, make sure you don't hit on my friends, especially the ones with boyfriends. I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And he kept saying Christopher. And I'm like, I'm thinking Christopher is like the one with the pretty smile, but he's kind of short. And I'm like, I've pulled back for that one because he's actually really cute and fun and cool. I was like, I don't think. And he goes, no, the tall one. I'm like, not your tall friend because he's not my type because I don't think I would be jumping. Maybe like really friendly because he was like really cool. But like, I don't think I was like flirting with him. And he showed me a picture of this dude. And I'm like, I don't know who this nigga is whatsoever. I was like, I saw him that night. Cause he's not my type. He's not ugly, but he's not cute. And he was like, yeah, you was like all in his face. And he told you multiple times that he had a boyfriend and you was mad at him. And you put his arms around and you told him that you don't care. I was like, oh my God, my subconscious is a homewrecker. Like, what the fuck? I'm so hurt. Like, why did that even happen? I don't even remember that even happening. So that's the crazy part. And that's the part that I'm really upset about. If I remember that I said that, I would take ownership. I would be like, you know what? Yeah, and I was a hoe. But you know what? I'm gonna own it anyway. Subconsciously, I'm a homewrecker, but hey, I was a homewrecker when I was alive. I'm just kidding. But yeah, that happened. That was a mess. I'm now, my class, this is a new one, a new messy moment. My class actually likes me. They think I'm pretty cool. Like, I'm a new hairstyle. If you haven't seen it, check your nearest Instagram, Cocaine Crooks. But, look, everybody really likes me in class. They really want to work with me. But I feel like I'm falling off of, like, creativity. Not like, I'm creative, don't get me wrong, but everyone in my class is, like, they're very, like, creative. They, like, make, all their stuff is, like, really well-designed. I'm using an iPhone 7 Plus, and I'm just, like, barely making it, but, like, I feel like my videos are interesting, but people are not getting them, they're not grasping them. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I'll fix it. Sorry I didn't do anything fun or crazy at the beginning. I was just trying to get this one out because it's been a while. It's been a long time. I've been watching Lord of the Rings. What the fuck am I talking about? Game of Thrones, y'all. I can't. Cersei, all I can say, she's a bad bitch. Like, I can't stand that bitch at all. Like, she sat there and told her brother, you know, the little person. She was like, I hope you fall in love with somebody one day. And I just want to take their life in front of you. I was like, this is a mean girl. Cersei is a mean girl. I feel bad for Daenerys. She almost got tricked into getting married with this nigga. And her friend tricked her too. Oh, talk about karma's a bitch. Thank God she got them dragons back. She needs to whoop everybody's fucking ass. She deserves this Iron Throne. I'm kind of in, like, I'm on season 3, y'all. I'm catching up. I'm about to be on season 7 pretty soon, and y'all about to be mad. Real mad. So, what else is going on in my life? Well, that is it, everybody. I am your host, Trey Crooks. Please come in and listen up next time at the same time, every time. On time. You can follow me on Instagram, Cocaine Crooks. All my videos of my, like, for my class is gonna be on my YouTube channel, Crooksy TV, or, you know, just type in Trey Crooks, you'll see me. They're all on there if you guys want to see what I'm doing. Snapchat in your dreams, Facebook, Trey Crooks, Twitter, Cocaine Crooks 18. So hit me up. Oh, and badadvice@1821@gmail.com. Hit me up. Tell me how you feel about the show. And I am so high right now. I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm spacing out and looking at stuff and eating Starburst at the same time. So everything right now is falling apart in my life. So I would talk to you guys later. Bye. Should've never not kept you up.